All right. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Thinking in Criminal. This is Little Apostate, and I hope you enjoy listening to me do some crimes out of my mouth from my head for a few minutes. So, thank you. I want to start off with a parable, Kierkegaard, that really got my criminal gears turning this morning. Just, you know, something I want to continue to reiterate is I'm not a genius. I'm not an expert. I just like thinking, and I like the idea that by doing this, I might be inspiring other people to think and to speak up about how they're feeling and be willing to be wrong or to sound stupid or to make a fucking fool of yourself, because it's just, that's what we kind of need. And I'm willing to be one of those people that risks being an idiot, I guess, in front of everyone. Whatever. Okay, so here is the parable that I would like to read you guys from my new book. I was going for a long walk the other day, and I just, you know, the bookstore was about to close, and I just kind of, it was like a Friday night, and I've been alone on my night, so I was like, you know, maybe I should just go peruse the bookstore. He's got nothing else going on. And yeah, I've been wanting a Kierkegaard book, and they didn't have any except for this one of some parables stripped, taken from his bigger works. So I feel like a bit of a poser, but whatever. I read this and I just thought it was very interesting. Okay, beginning now. The Imagined Rebellion. A revolutionary age is an age of action. Ours is the age of advertisement and publicity. Nothing ever happens, but there is immediate publicity everywhere. In the present age, a rebellion is, of all things, the most unthinkable. Such an expression of strength would seem ridiculous to the calculating intelligence of our times. On the other hand, a political virtuoso might bring off a feat almost as remarkable. He might write a manifesto suggesting a general assembly at which people should decide upon a rebellion. And it would be so carefully worded that even the censor would let it pass. At the meeting itself, he would be able to create the impression that his audience had rebelled, after which they would all go quietly home, having spent a very pleasant evening. That's from the present age. And I read that and I was like, I mean, obviously, everything going on, it's pretty easy to draw the parallels there. I mean, I remember when the George Floyd riots began. And my friends, the people who believed what they were seeing and who bought into this whole thing, hook, line, and sinker, were just, you know, they were reposting these black squares and, you know, pretending like they were a part of it. Part of the people in the streets, part of the people, you know, fighting racism. And, you know, I know that what my friends did. They posted these squares and they went and talked to their boyfriend or girlfriend or roommate. And they just would sit there and be like, I can't believe racism is still alive today. It's such a shame. And they would post a black square. Maybe they donated a couple of dollars to some cause that they don't really understand. But then they went on with their lives. They went to work the next day. And They just kept pretending that what they did was more than just a dopamine rush and a pat on the back. Like, it was a performance. And everyone, all the likes come in, everyone's clapping. Thank you, thank you. I posted a black square. And, you know, it's the same thing. It's everything is advertisement and publicity. Like, Mr. Potato Head. Oh, Mr. Potato Head. Actually, I hated Mr. Potato Head. I never understood the... He just wasn't my thing. I liked pretty things like My Little Pony and detective gear or whatever. You know, I was never really into taking eyeballs off a potato and mixing it around. I don't know. But why on earth is Mr. a bad thing? Was there not a Mrs. Potato Head too? Why is this a problem? And they're saying now, this company is on your side. They're on the side of the people who are gender confused because they're going to just get rid of the name. They're going to get rid of Mr. And so now there's just, it's a potato. It's a fucking potato. I can't believe I've read this beautiful parable this morning, and what I have to relate it to is a fucking potato. And not even a real potato, a fake potato with eyeballs on it for children. But do people know? Does anyone actually think? Is it Hasbro? I don't really know. I don't know my toy companies. But does anyone really know why they did that? Do they think it was really because everyone at that company was saying, you know, it's a real problem that our potato is gendered in a certain way and we need to get rid of that. We need to change that for the common good. No. It was because they want more parents who believe in that political ideology of the woke to buy their product. It is advertising. It's advertising. It's publicity. It's not rebelling. You're not rebelling against the system. You're buying a fucking potato from a company that wants you to buy their product. Black Lives Matter showing up on NBA courts, like right next to the big Pepsi sign or any other mass corporation that wants you to buy products. What do you think that is? Like, does it get any more obvious than that? This is a product. You are being sold a product. A shop for clothing now. And, you know, I don't really buy clothing anymore because I'm poor, but also because every time I go to a fucking store online, everything is this fake bullshit. You're joining the fight against white supremacy when you buy our product, which is made in a factory in China. Are you aware that when you buy those fight the power shit, those things with that message off these websites that are made in China, that when you are posting your black square on Instagram from your iPhone, did you know that at Foxconn, where the iPhones were made, Foxconn's a plant in China, they were installing suicide nets to keep their workers there from killing themselves Did you know that? But you posted a black square, so rebel. So fucking stupid. This is all a performance. Everything. Well, I don't know. I guess I just thought that would be a fun parable to give you guys this morning. I'm sorry if I was a little, feisty or not that smart sounding. But I'm not fucking that smart. I just like to read things and think about them. And I just want other people to do it too. So, I don't know. Alright guys, so I guess, welcome to the Potato Rebellion. This new world of Kierkegaard's imagined rebellion. It's a potato rebellion. If you like hearing me do this, like, subscribe, comment, tell me if I sound, if I'm wrong, if I'm right, if I'm, I don't know. Just thank you for being here. Have a great weekend.